Jason Big Joe, 102.5 The Game here on this Friday. We're live at Circus Sports up at the Mint at Kentucky Downs for the big game coming up this weekend. But excited to talk to our next guest. This is going to be a lot of fun. The actor Bill Glass joins us now, and he's known for many different TV shows and appearing in different commercials, including playing Dr. Rick in the Progressive commercials. Bill, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on, guys. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, this is fantastic. So I guess I have to start with the obvious question of how did the Progressive stuff come about, and did you ever think it was going to take off and be as popular as it has become?
I got lucky. It was a normal audition process, and there was actually a commercial a couple of years before I was formally named Dr. Rick, where I was a group leader in like a church meeting setting. And I kind of got cut out of that version. Then a couple years later, they were like, hey, let's bring that character back. And then I auditioned against a bunch of other guys to sort of get my own character back, which was funny. And they called him Dr. Rick. And the first couple, I knew it was fun and a fun premise. We had a blast, but I had no idea it was going to take off and be running a handful of years later. So I feel very fortunate. And it's been a lot of fun.
Well, and I think part of it, what makes the commercial so funny, is not only yourself, but your castmates as well, because they embrace the characters, and we all sit there watching them going, oh, wow, this is totally true. This actually does happen.
Yeah, they're great. Chris Witowski, he's the guy in the valet commercial that's out there now. Mike Nelson, he's the grocery counter. My friend Abra plays Julie with the long hair, and Valentina Garcia are a couple of our regulars, and they're just some of the funniest people going right now. Like, my main job is basically not to laugh while they're doing their stuff, and then so they've been great. I feel very fortunate. I'm working with some of the best in the business, and half my job on the day is just to not laugh.
That's great. Bill Glass is joining us. He's Dr. Rick on the Progressive commercials. Bill, when did you know that you had something? Were you at the grocery store and somebody recognized you, or what was a moment where you're like, we got something going good here?
Well, I think the first two commercials that came out, I knew they were being well received, but I made the mistake, or I don't know how you phrase it, but I went to YouTube to kind of see if people were interested. And I think the first couple commercials that air, you know, Too Many Pillows on the Couch, and my dad reads books about submarines, they got like a couple million hits. They got like a couple million hits each, and I was like, oh, people are going to YouTube to find a commercial to rewatch. This could be a thing. The mustache is fake, so I generally don't get recognized in public, so there's not a lot of that. But when people do figure out that I do them, they're very kind and gracious and say things like they don't fast forward through my commercials. So when you get a compliment like that, you kind of take it to heart. So it's been fun.
Well, Bill, I love it, because I've actually shushed people when your commercial has come on when I've seen it, because this made me laugh. The one that made me laugh, the funniest was the Live, Laugh, Love, the sign the lady had, and you put it in the trash can. I mean, that it's funny, Bill, because it's all true. And I think that's the best part about comedy.
I got to tell you about that one. I got a lot of heat from my own family on that one. Like, I was getting texts like, stop, don't go after my signs, from like aunts and stuff. So that one hit home. I think one of the reasons the commercials are successful is I call it a generational triple dip. You know what I mean? Within the house, like, the kids will look at their parents turning into their parents, and then the grandparents are looking at their kids that are turning into them. Do you know what I mean?
Like, everybody
can kind of see it in some member of their family. So we've been very fortunate, and frankly, it happens in my family too. I'm guilty of some of this stuff too, or have, you know, family and friends who are guilty of it too. So it's great that people are relating to it and getting a laugh out of it.
Now, Bill, did you start out wanting to be just an actor and then just kind of evolved into the character? What was your genesis of getting into acting?
I was a kid who grew up just outside of Chicago in the Northwest Burbs, so Second City was prevalent, and I saw Farley on the main stage at Second City, and my friends, because I was a class clown, my friends were like, you could do that, and I didn't even realize improv was a job. And then I got bit by the bug after college and did improv downtown and then moved out to L.A. So I would love to be on a sitcom or do TV is my main thing, but you kind of go where you fall into. Currently, like, commercial directors and casting directors kind of trust me over the last 30 years. And so we'll see if you know, I can get enough followers on Instagram to become relevant in Hollywood. that seems to be more so than talent. You got to have followers. So, yeah, it's this weird dynamic now. But anyway, so the improv comedy thing is kind of what pulled me into becoming an actor. And it's been, when you get on stage at an improv show at somewhere like Second City or Improv Olympic in Chicago and the audience laughs, it's kind of addictive. So that's what got me.
We're talking to Bill Glass, the fine actor. Now, you've done some different TV show appearances as well. What are those like of, you know, even if it's a one-off or a couple of different episodes, to be able to work with so many different actors?
It's fantastic. My favorite one recently was I was on a show called Rutherford Falls, which I don't think got enough. It was a Mike Schur show. He did The Good Place, and it starred Ed Helms, and Sierra Teller-Ornelas was the executive producer and co-creator as well. And she and the guys just created this wonderful world, and I was a lawyer in a small town, and I got 4 episodes on it. It was my first recurring, so I'm hoping for more of that, you know, to get to recur on a sitcom. So watching Ed Helms work and Mike Schur work was pretty special. And then I just recently did an episode of St. Dennis Medical, which is kind of from, I think, Eric Legend, I hope I'm saying his name right, and the other creators are kind of off the Mike Schur tree. And that experience was great. It stars David Alan Greer and Wendy McClendon Covey, I think is how you say her name. But and that was a great experience as well, just to be on a set when you're watching people who are so funny, kind, and talented work. So actually my 2 most recent gigs have been kind of the most fun, you know?
Oh, that's awesome. Bill Glass is with us. He's Dr. Rick from the Progressive commercials. All right, so when you do that, is there a lot of ad-lib, improv? I'm sure you got a script there, but are you guys allowed to go off script? Because, again, Bill, these commercials are just I think they're perfect because they're just so funny. What's the approach when you do this? I'm sure you got a script, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah. We have a packet of scripts. The ad agency writes up some great stuff, but I mean, as we talked about earlier, the people I work with are just so funny. We can't really contain ourselves. So, and our director, Martin Granger, he's a great comedy director. The philosophy is we'll cover the script once or twice until we sort of get it, and then we'll goof around. You know, we'll do a couple takes where we get to blow off steam and kind of show what we think or improvise. And sometimes the guys and gals that I work with, sometimes we just go for it. You know what I mean? They feel a funny moment and they'll just go for it. And we know that they'll decide what they're going to decide in the editing. But it's a lot of fun. So to answer your question, there's a lot of improv, but we certainly cover the script first. And then whatever makes it in, makes it in.
Oh, I love that. Now, let me ask you this. Could this evolve into a Dr. Rick kind of TV show? I think that'd be perfect.
Well, thank you for saying that. I'm flattered, but that's above my pay grade. You know, that's in Progressive pants. You're not the first person to ask that. And I mean, if they asked us to do it, I think everyone in the cast would love it. But also, I would just like to remind people, you know, that the guy behind the mustache, like I said earlier, I'm happy to be on a sitcom. Like, I'm funny without the mustache as well.
That's great.
So, I'm hoping casting directors and producers out in L.A. will start to go, huh, maybe this guy can solve a spot in our ensemble and I'll start getting some of that action. But you can't control any of that stuff. But anyway, thank you for thinking of it that way. I'm sure Progressive has heard the noise. It's up to them whether they want to decide to turn it into a show or something.
I just think it's so well. The most recent one with the manhole cover and when the guy says, I'll be back, and you say, no, we won't. I mean, just the deadpan delivery, Bill, that you do. I mean, it's again, I hate to keep saying it, it's perfect. That I've seen that kind of situation. We've all seen that situation. We've all got friends like that. So, but I think what brings it home, Bill, is how well you play Dr. Rick.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate that. Like, I see myself as sort of the straight man. Like I said, I'm just trying to pay off or make my castmates' choices look good. You know what I mean?
Like, yeah.
If I can make the script look good or make their improv look good, then at the end of the day, the commercial will be good. You know,
right.
I just want it all to be funny. I don't really care whether, I mean, I care, but I don't care whether I'm the funny one or not. It's just
right.
The scene is funny. So I appreciate the compliments, and I hope I'm doing my job and making everybody laugh. But it's really our cast is just—they just hit home runs every time.
Absolutely. Big Super Bowl plans for you?
I'm actually in Chicago visiting family. I'm going to go see the Rascal Flatts concert tonight, and then we're doing the Super Bowl with my brother-in-law's house. So, little bit of a vacation in the Midwest.
Oh, that's good. Well, look, I know you're busy. I really appreciate you doing this, and just know that it lot of people laughing at this, having a good time. So whatever y'all doing, Bill, keep doing it, man, because it's working, my man.
Thank you. I really appreciate the opportunity to chat with you guys. And like I said, tell your listeners to go find me on Instagram so I can book a sitcom.
There you go. Bill, thanks so much.
Appreciate you guys. Take care.
Absolutely. Bill Glass from the Progressive commercials, known as Dr. Rick, and also has made several television appearances as well. We love having just some
random
things on the show.
Pop culture sells. Yeah, that one skit when he throws that sign in the garbage can, live, laugh, love. And look at those signs. He just tosses it in there. So good, man.
You know, I was wrong, too. I thought he was on some PlayStation commercials, but it was a guy that looked like him, but not quite.
Yeah, so. He just sells it so well.
Oh, yeah. It was so good. Looking forward to more coming, including Chris Sanders at 1 o'clock, Jonathan Hutton at 2 o'clock. We're live today at Circa Sports up at the Mint at Kentucky Downs here on 102.5 The Game.